Officials shared sobering data on Alaska's economy at meetings this week in Fairbanks. A study commissioned by a statewide partnership of economic development groups called the Alaska Forward Initiative tapped consulting companies that looked at things like jobs, income, and gross state product. The organization's president, Catherine Dodge, says the data by consultant IHS Global Insights paints a pretty bleak picture when Alaska is compared to the rest of the country.
They're expecting gross national product to double between 1990 and 2020, and they're expecting Alaska's gross state product to not even recover to 1990 levels in that same period. That's a very stagnant economy.
Dodge says Alaska is a victim of its heavy dependence on oil, an industry with production that's declining at a rate of 6 to 7% annually. She says Alaska's old image as a state with high incomes is outdated.
Essentially, we have now synced up with the national per capita income, and they predict us to fall below that in the near future and to continue to decline or to continue to stay steady, but the national per capita income would be increasing, so we would essentially be losing ground.
Dodge says Fairbanks, where the average income is $34,000, has been below the national average since 1994. A model of the Fairbanks economy produced by the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation demonstrates some major challenges. Fedco CEO Jim Dodson says the interior community with two military installations is heavily dependent on government spending.
43% of the jobs in Fairbanks are government, whether that's federal or state government, and 51% of the wages in Fairbanks are government. So to simply say that we're all about private industry is really not a reflection or an understanding of where those basic dollars come from.
Dodson says 50% of the $5.8 billion that come into Fairbanks annually are from government. He says Fairbanks, like all Alaska communities, suffers from a lack of manufacturing and other value-added production.
The cars and the snow machines and, you know, everything, including the food we consume, is produced somewhere else.
Dodson says a study shows Alaskans produce only 4% of what we consume. Dodson and Dodge point to consultant research that cites low levels of entrepreneurship and innovation and a poor business climate, especially in the oil and gas sector. They say affordable energy is a key to jumpstarting new development and hope the economic analysis will be a motivator. The next step is the continuing local and statewide effort is to develop plans for improvement.